let's see, Reel 3, and I think we're all set up here. I got the thing turned on and plugged in and the mic working. Yeah!
Did it shock me?
You know, I took that last tape home and set it up and went to transcribe it. There wasn't anything on it.
Nothing there.
Oh, I got scared. I thought, my goodness, I ruined one. And I thought, no, I did everything right. The machine was broken.
Right.
And my wife said, come eat your lunch. And I couldn't taste a thing. I just sort of ate sawdust. And when I finished, I went back to it. I just put the thing on backwards. It was perfectly good tape.
Oh.
So then the rest of the day was good.
Son's guy sold three pictures to it. What's these cards? Christmas cards. Well, I can't think of the name of it. For $100 a piece.
Oh boy. Well, she paints too, huh?
No, it's just, she just makes pictures with camera.
Oh, photographs?
Yeah.
Boy, that's wonderful. From Colorado?
No, these pictures was just kittens.
Oh yeah.
I can't think of it. Who is it makes so many of these cards? Begins with an H.
Hallmark?
Hallmark, yeah. She sold Hallmark. Three of them for $100 a piece.
My goodness, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, she got her check the other day. She said she thinks she'll put in more equipment. She lost another picture.
Yeah, that's the terrible thing about photography, I think. Once you start getting interested in it, you just can't get enough equipment. And every time you get a nickel, you put it back into equipment, and they bring out something new, and it's supposed to be better.
Yeah.
I know I was bitten by the bug a number of years ago, and I bought a decent camera then. Works fine still. But I don't take pictures.
No.
My first daughter has pictures about every week of her life until she was 2 years old. Then it's about every month, then it's about every 2 months and 3 months.
Well, you should keep that up.
Well, I don't, though. My second daughter, we just have a picture now and then.
Yes.
My wife says, why don't you take more pictures?
Well, what's wrong with her taking?
Yeah, that's what I keep telling
her.
She's
with them all the
time. Yeah. And she wants them to be all dressed up and their hair combed just so. And I lose patience. Well, let's see, I was going to ask you, what time of day would you say it is when the animals are hungry and you have to get out and feed them?
At dawn, I suppose.
This is, would the sun be up yet at dawn?
I don't know, but then we always got up way before dawn.
Uh-huh.
In fact, as I grew up, 4 o'clock every morning, we had to get up. That's my father's rule. He was a cowboy, you know. 4 o'clock every morning, everybody had to get up.
Huh. That was the hour.
Yeah, he went to bed early in the evening, though.
Uh-huh.
At 4 o'clock, in winter or summer, I couldn't see through it. Then after we married, I thought I'd get over that 4 o'clock, but we got up at 5 after that.
Slept in, huh?
Not much difference.
Did you wake up then, or?
Yeah, by
your own, or?
I still wake up at 5. It's just surprising I get up, and no, not necessary, but I can't lay there wide awake. I still get up at 5 o'clock every morning.
I generally get up, I guess, about 7:30 or 6:30 if I'm teaching an early class, but I usually work late, so.
My son that works at the physical plant at Norman there, they get up at 6:30. He had the coffee pot plugged in. See, that's the difference. Different than it was when I grew up.
No, they have an automatic timer on it, so it just goes to work?
Yes, they have automatic, and it goes on at 6:30. Then he gets up and drinks coffee.